Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to mention also, Butch Rednar was out in his yard barefooted, and he's got neuropathy pretty bad, did not feel that he'd cut himself, and then in a couple of days his foot got inflamed and infected. He had to go in the hospital and have that cut out. So keep him in prayer. And also Richard, I don't think Richard's here today. Richard's got a blood clot. He works here at the church. Richard's got a blood clot, and so he had to be on his back for a few days. Keep him in prayer. And I would like all of the family, Fern and Cindy and Cheryl, and your, what relation come up?
From California,
come up. And then, is Chris here? Chris, come up. I want you all to come up and hold hands. And he's had 96 treatments. Let's just end that. Let's just get the whole family together here. And Doc didn't mean to miss you all. It's just in the midst of announcements, it's so easy to, because you guys are all fighting this battle. Oh my gosh. Let him, Chris, to get here.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we just lift up this family. And Father, we thank you that you know the ins and you know the outs. Your word says that by the stripes of Jesus, we were not going to be. We were healed. So we thank you that it's already a done deal. We know that Chuck knows this. And as he's with us right now, we're lifting him up. He's praying with us right now, Father. And we thank you that this cancer that has been battling him, it's done. It's over. It's complete. The medical side's done their part, but Father, and it all, you do it all. So we thank you that this family's standing strong, and we thank you. Your word says if more than one comes together, if two or more come together, it's done. So Father, we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. And everybody that's in agreement, say amen. 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 Love you all. Love you all. Boy, sometimes life. I don't know how people do it without Jesus, folks. Neil's run into that lady yesterday. New Age is so big, folks. New Age is a lot bigger than. And they think it's all in. Well, it is, but God put it all in. A little bit different this morning in what I'm going to be sharing. God is a good God. Title of the message, He is Faithful. Father, we just lift up the day. Lift up all that's going on around about the building. Jeff and the crew, it's back in the back with Kids Church. We thank you that what they're doing back there is going to plant seed in the hearts of these young people. That your word says that it'll never leave us. And we thank you, Father, that it's going to do the work. Now and in time, Father, going to have that word buried into their heart, and we thank you for that. Lift up the toddlers and infants and those that are loving on the children there. Lift up our hearts here. Father, simple message, but a message that's deep. If we really get a hold of how faithful you really are, Father. We thank you that just like we just prayed for the family, Father, we thank you that you are a faithful God. And what's going to happen, you're going to be taking care of every bit of it, Father. And we thank you for that. Thank you for the day now, all that's going on. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, know that the Lord your God, He is God. And it goes on in there and it says, He is the faithful God. I want to be sharing a little bit today. We've got Doc lightly announced, and everybody knows. We've got the eclipse coming on tomorrow. It's actually scientifically a pretty amazing thing that's taking place. I was talking to Ray Bench, who lives up in Michigan, and I said, well, everything's going crazy around here because of the eclipse. He said, the eclipse? Well, see, we're in the news here, and if he's not paying attention to the news out there, it's just a passing thing. But it's something that... It's pretty amazing how it all comes about. Our solar system, we're the only planet that has eclipses. They have, at times, moons go by, but it's never an eclipse like we have a full eclipse. It's never in that sync like God's got everything in sync here on earth. But in 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, whatever you walk through will bring you through. Basically what it says. It says nothing's uncommon. There's nothing that's took place. Well, why is that? That's because God is a faithful God. He's a God that's going to meet every need you got. I don't care what's going on in your life. If he did not make a way to come through it, you would not be going through it. Now, sometimes I've argued with him. Anybody argued with God?
Oh, yeah.
Who made the heavens and who made the earth? Sometimes we're saying, well, Lord, how come I'm walking through this? Or we even get to the place sometimes, I'll never get through this. Well, that statement alone is crazy because God's faithful. And he says, I'll get you through. And lots of times when we go through these very, very difficult times, when you come out the other side, not lots of times, all the time, when you come out the other side, he has been faithful to show you things that you needed to know as you walk through it, because life is still happening, folks. Life, every day, there's something going on in people's lives that you would like to adjust and change, but we just keep going on. In Psalms 37, it says that the moon is placed in the sky as a witness, or when you look it up, as a repetitiveness of his faithfulness. Or a sign. It says, the moon was placed in the sky as a witness of his faithfulness. Now, when I seen that scripture, it was like, let's talk about that just a little bit. I want to be giving you some stats and figures about his faithfulness, but I'm going to be giving you, you know, what's taking place tomorrow is a sign of God. Well, I want to go back, if you will, before I go into the stats and figures. I want you to go to Matthew 12:39. If you've got your Bible, go there, and I want you to read what it says there. Matthew 12:39. I've lost my glasses. Anybody seen? Where? No, I'm not that bad. Keep me in prayer, too. The 24th, which is this Thursday, they're going to suck all the junk out of my eye that's been getting in my way for 3 years, and they're going to fill it back up with clear stuff. So however they do that. He said it's not a big deal. We're just going to make a small incision and suck all that stuff out. I'm going to go to sleep when they do it. 12:38. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, Teacher, we want to see a sign from you. And then it goes on and it says, But he who answered and said to them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to except the sign of the prophet Jonah. Do you know that according to scientific research, they have found, I've got the date wrote down, June 15th, 763 BC, there was a full eclipse over Nineveh. Now, it doesn't say in the Bible there was an eclipse, but the date that the book was wrote and the date that he was there was in that area. Do you think that a man that didn't like Nineveh, a man that was mad that they got saved, had the anointing to change their hearts? Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, and I'm just throwing this out to you. But there was a sign, it says, the sign of Jonah. Could it be that he got up and shared that in 40 days your civilization will be annihilated? And it says in the Bible, if you read Jonah, they went into fasting and prayer. Could it be that during that fasting and prayer, matter of fact, I want to go back there and read what it says in verse 10. Now what happens is Jonah was told to go. We all know the story. Jonah did not want to go. The ship that they were on got in a storm. Now remember, we're in the Old Covenant. We're in the Old Testament. And God dealt with people differently in the Old. He dealt with their flesh. And the ship was about to sink, and they figured out that it was Jonah's fault, and they took Jonah and pitched him over the side. Well, as a fish come up and swallowed Jonah, the seas went level and calm. So they knew they had the right guy. Well, then he spent 3 days in the belly of this whale. And then the Lord spoke to the whale or the fish, and he threw him up on the beach. Well, now, then he comes right back and says, "Now, Jonah, go to Nineveh." "Yes, sir. I'll go." But it said that the city was so large that it took 3 days to walk through it. So it was a large city. But then it says in there that they all fasted and prayed, and the king prayed with them. And then it says in verse 10, listen to what it says. "Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it." Could it have been? Now I'm just, please understand, I'm not saying there was a, but there was a sign. And this same sign comes to us on occasion. A full eclipse comes around, okay? Could this be that during this fasting and during this prayer, everything turned dark? They thought it was total destruction, then light came again. Would you repent? I mean, when you're dealing in the flesh, because they weren't dealing in the spirit then, they were dealing in the flesh. So the whole city came too. Okay, that sign, the Bible tells us later, the moon is a sign. Now, interesting with all that's going on in that, we've got an eclipse that's going to start on the west coast, the darkness, the shadow they call it. The exact minute that it's hitting the coast in Israel, sundown time comes. Their night starts. Interesting the timing of what God is doing. In other words, coming over the United States is going to be darkness. In Israel, the normal night's coming on. It's sunset. Interesting things that are going on with all of this. Now, I'm not getting into all the doom and gloom, because we're not in doom and gloom, because what is there to be doom and gloom about? You're born again, and like Doc, which did a very good job, I'm excited. I'm excited about tomorrow. I'm not excited about what the news is saying about tomorrow and all the congestion. That's why I'm going to be excited staying at home. I'm excited I get to stay home. But he is a faithful, faithful God. The sun, if you want to write these stats down, the sun is 87,000 miles in diameter. 87,000 miles in diameter. A 108 times the size of Earth. The temperature on the surface is 9,932 degrees, give or take. That's Fahrenheit. That's a little warmer than yesterday. The core temperature can reach 22 to 25 million degrees. Now, why am I throwing this stuff out? Because we have a faithful God. The sun is 93 million miles from Earth. 93 million miles from Earth. If you got on a jet and flew around the Earth, it would take you approximately 40 hours. If you got in a jet and flew around the sun, it would take you 4,360 hours, or 181 days. If you flew to the sun with the same jet, it would take you 17 years. That kind of gives you a better perspective. There's 1,300,000 Earths that can fit in the side of the sun. Now, this is the sun that this little moon is going to be coming by, is going to be blocking. It has got to be at the exact distance. It has got to be in the exact place. It has. God is a faith, and I'm excited about this. God is a faithful, faithful God. Even to make it, you know, everybody knows that the sun doesn't, it sets still. The next sun that's out there is 4 light years away. Now, that doesn't sound big when you say 4 light years. The sun travels at 186,000 miles per second. A light year is 5.9 trillion miles. Trillion. So that means that the nearest star is 23.6 trillion miles away. You think we don't have a big God? The Milky Way, which is what we're in, the galaxy we're in is the Milky Way. I got it wrote down somewhere here. It's 150,000 light years across. There's 100 billion stars, estimate. There's 100 billion galaxies, estimate. You don't think we have a faithful God? I mean, to think that we live in this constellation that's 150,000 light years across. Folks, we are so little. Then you've got the moon, which we've got to talk just a little bit about the moon. It's only 2,159 miles in diameter. It's 1/4 of the size of the Earth. It's 238,855 miles from the Earth. Takes a little less than a second for light to reflect back off of the moon, which is coming from the sun that comes to us. That speed of light I was talking about, it takes the light 8 minutes to go from the sun to the earth. You say, well, Pastor, I don't care about all this. Well, you should, because he is faithful. If he is faithful to create and design all of this, that never, you know, what's interesting about, he has created everything so perfectly that the scientists can take the measurements and all that's going on, and they can go back and say when this happened before, and they can tell you that this is going to happen again. Right at 7 years, it's going to happen again. And what's interesting about this one that's coming back in 7 years, that it's coming from the bottom area and crossing, and the crossing point is right over the new fault that they have found, which is called the New Madrid, not the New Madrid, but the New Madrid Fault, which is located right down the road. Isn't that interesting that it crosses? What is God doing? But God is faithful, because he's good. The Bible tells us that in the end times, you're going to see signs. Well, what kind of signs? We're having one tomorrow. That's why, to me, this is not an astrology thing. This is an awesome thing that God is doing. And to think, folks, that he is so faithful that he's placed all this into existence. And we're with our minds that he's given us is just now figuring out how to, but he's doing all that for a reason, so we can start saying, we got a faithful God that is showing up on this planet Earth, that is going to say, look at me and what I can do. The faithfulness is just amazing what he's doing to us. See, I want to serve a God that is faithful. I want to stay excited with this God that is faithful. They say that the distance between the moon and the earth is 180 moons side by side. The distance between the earth and the sun is 180 suns side by side. And the distance inside the sun is 180 earths inside. We have a very faithful God. To think that God, I mean, to him it's not a big deal, folks. To us it's like, are you kidding me? for us to be able to measure all this stuff is amazing to me. Whenever they put the first satellite up into space, they realized there was something missing. They had somebody in the scientists that said, have you thought about taking out the times in the Bible that the sun stood still or the earth stood still? When they did, all their calculations come together. We have a faithful God. And then you say, but I'm going through this in my life and I'm going through that in my life. All you have to do is look up when that moon passes by. All you have to do is know that. What's interesting too is the moon just doesn't go in a circle. Or the earth just go in a circle around the sun. It's kind of an orbital. It's so to think that God's going, okay, every time, every so many years, I'm going to place that moon right over Chester, right in line with the sun, right the same distance, the exact distance to the square inch, and every time that's going to give them a full eclipse so they will know that I am here. God is a good God. We've got so many people that are just using this Monday as a party weekend, not even giving God a thought. But in fact, God's saying, listen, I'm showing you a sign. I'm showing you that I'm showing up. And who knows? Wouldn't it be exciting if tomorrow most all of us just disappear? I got to say it like that because I don't know everybody's heart. Wouldn't it be exciting that all of a sudden we were on the other side watching what was going on? We'd be out of the traffic. We'd be healed. We wouldn't have people wanting to park in our yard. We wouldn't have all the things that they're saying is going to happen tomorrow. See, God is a faithful God. He takes the small, you know, he took this small, to him, you know, to give you another illustration, if you took a basketball and I said the basketball was a sun, we always hold a little ball, maybe a tennis ball up right beside it and say, this is, you know, the moon. If you did it in graph, you've got the basketball, you'd have to go 28 and a half feet and hold the ball for it to be in position for the sun. Well, folks, that makes our earth just a little dot in the middle of nothing. Barely shows up when you look at the whole span of things. I remember at school we had one of them things, you cranked it, and then all the planets run around it. Well, if they would have done it to scale, they would have had to have a bigger room. Especially when you get out there. What am I saying in this simple message this morning? God is faithful. Think about some of the scriptures and some of the things. I mean, you know, he said he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He said he never changes. Well, folks, just look what's going to be taking place tomorrow. When they can calculate down to the exact second. Matter of fact, we're 2/10 of a second off of the longest time that the eclipse is going to be full. 2/10. They had it down to, not seconds, they had it down to 2/10 of a second. I mean, we're running races now, and they're taking it down to that scale. But yet the scientists can calculate that in Chester, I wonder what spot they picked. I mean, somewhere they said, all right there is 2/10 of a second shorter than maybe Carbondale, which Carbondale is not even really in the line. But they're a bigger city, and they're more new age, and they're more partiers, and they're more, come on. Hebrews 10:23 said, he who promised is faithful. Folks, he is a very, very faithful, faithful God. I think about the different things that all of us have walked through and think about how we come through. You know, it's like when the church first started, he said he would get us a piece of property. I mean, that's the word that came to all the leadership. He would find us a piece of property. Like everybody does, we always go into our own mode of trying to find something that God said, I've already found for you. But see, God is faithful. I even let a pit bull bite me in the back of the leg. I still got a scar from that pit bull. That's when I decided, okay, God, you show me where the property is going to be. And he did, and we're here. And the church is continually growing and doing great things. And like Doc did so well this morning, folks, we have got so many good ministries. You know, it's like Linda has been with us 25 years ahead of the youth department. You take all the, we've got people that have worked diligently in the same class for all those years. We've got people that have been in the church in the leadership for years. You don't have that unless God is in the midst of what's going on. You don't have all the different praise and worship teams we've got in a church this small, and it is small in comparison to the mega churches now, and have all the talent and all the, well, let's say anointing. All the anointing that it takes. You know, this whole thing, folks, has been a faithful God. We don't have a clue what we're doing most of the time. We're just trusting what he said to do the next day. Do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. And I could go around and all the faithful people that's just been involved in doing, and all the classes that are doing, and the kids that have walked through and now are serving in other capacities of ministries. God is such a faithful, faithful God. So when you look up, don't look up. When you wear your glasses and look up, and do that, because how easy your retina could get burnt. I've been dealing with retinas my whole time with my eyes the last 4 years. How important our eyes are. He gave us two of them, so don't destroy them. But when we put on our glasses and we look up and we see that darkness coming across, it's not anything to be afraid of. It's to be exciting. And when it's a full eclipse, it will get dark here. And the scientists say that the animals and the insects that went to bed will start waking. They'll go back to sleep, and then they'll have a short night. 2 minutes in this area, 2 minutes and 40 seconds, they get to take a nap. But then as that starts coming out and the moon starts going across, you may hear the crickets and you may hear the critters that's in the trees carrying on for a moment. I'm going to purpose to pay attention for that tomorrow. Because at our house, it's just like you walk outside, it's just like, which is awesome, because that's another, you see these little critters that stuck themselves on the tree and they backed out. And there was the witness that they were there. You think we don't have a faithful God? God is a faithful God. You know, most of all for me, 1 John 1:9. He says, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Now that scripture was put in, 1 John was talking to the unbelievers. We don't have to beg him to forgive us. That's another area that is so faithful. To know that I don't have to do anything to receive his love. I don't have to perform. I don't have to, folks. I want to, because I want to learn what it's got for me. But once I give my heart to Jesus and believed, it's not a works thing that I've got to read a chapter every day in my Bible. And if I miss a day, am I going to hell if he shows up? If I'm in the middle of something that I shouldn't be involved in, and the area that I got pulled into accidentally, and God comes and takes the church out, am I going to get left behind? No, because he says that because I believe, he was faithful to forgive us of all of our sins, past, present. If he can take the moon, if he can take the moon and place that thing right exactly there and make it dark, oh, he can take care of Ronnie. It's just, I mean, I can mess up and I can go, oh, thank you that there was a sign for me. Oh, thank you that I can see your perfection. Oh, thank you that I can know the seasons. We could just start making a list of all of the things. Gravity, wouldn't you hate it if all of a sudden gravity gave up for about 5 seconds? You'd all go up and then down. All the principles of lift that you have for your jets. Take it away for just a couple seconds and see how far they fall. All the satellites that we've got that give us our GPS that we so trust. We don't use the barns and the oak trees anymore. We don't even know where we're going anymore. We meet people walking down the street and they don't even see us because they've learned to use their peripheral vision to walk and to do, and all they're doing is looking at this thing that's not giving them anything that they really need. But we have a faithful God that knows where we're at. Mara and Mallory, they don't have electricity. They can't charge their cell phones. Colin's going to go into withdrawal. Mallory's family's going to go into withdrawal. How long did it take you to get out there yesterday?
We took her to St. Louis.
You took, they flew. Okay. Aren't you glad that the laws of flight work? I mean, think about it, folks. He is an awesome, awesome God. He who promised is faithful. Father, I thank you. Father, short and sweet this morning. But Father, you are so, so awesome. Father, this morning we just want to lift you up, and we thank you that tomorrow, in the midst of all the news that says things are going to be crazy, I thank you that here in Chester and the surrounding communities that are represented here, that there's peace. I thank you that, Father, open up a chance to be able to be with people that don't understand what's going on, that we can explain to them, oh, this is nothing but a sign, possibly even a sign back in Jonah's day, that God's on the throne. And that he is a faithful, faithful God. And all we have to do is believe that he died for our sins, rose for us, and just believe, Father, that everything has been taken care of because of Jesus Christ. Father, we trust in you, and we thank you, Father, as we go our ways today, and as we walk, as we talk, as we spend time just loving you, that everything is going to be exactly as you have it planned. Father, you know my tomorrow. You know everybody's here tomorrow already, and we thank you that you have a supernatural way of directing and guiding our lives and keeping us exactly where we need to be. Lord, when we get off course, you've always bring us back, and we trust in that because you are a faithful, faithful God. And we thank you for that, Father, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Call you blessed. You're getting out before 11 o'clock this morning.